Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the CDC is giving Americans whiplash by recommending that, despite what they had previously been told, those who have received a COVID-19 vaccine should, yet again, mask up. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has seized on the opportunity to make a major power grab on Capitol Hill. On Wednesday, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger instructed his officers to arrest visitors and staff members on the House side of the Capitol building and all House office buildings who do not comply with the new mask requirements. A North Carolina teacher, Suter Conrad, is being threatened after speaking out against critical race theory at a school board meeting.
They were coming up after they spoke. One gave an obscene gesture and the other gave a cutthroat gesture at me as they were leaving. So to me, I felt threatened.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision
It followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. You knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, like John F. Kennedy said, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and it is hard, and it's getting harder. The longer we miss the mark, the more challenging it's going to be. And there is an answer, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and the Biden administration, did you hear about this, paying $2 billion to stop building the wall? How does this make any sense? They're paying not to build the wall. Meanwhile, we got all these immigrants coming in, infected with COVID. They're sent into the interior of our country. This is absolute insanity. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, a man of reason and faith, and maybe he can help us understand. Oh, my Lord. He's a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bill. No mask mandates for people crossing the border illegally, I guess, eh?
No mask mandates. And somehow they probably managed to get into Hawaii easy peasy, but the rest of us are going to have to go through all kinds of drills and what have you. But
forcible vaccinations for me, but not for them.
Not for the, yeah, exactly.
Pretty amazing. My body, my choice if you want an abortion. It's not your body, your choice. If like me, you've already had COVID,
and don't
have natural immunity, and don't want to be forced to take a vaccine, right?
And the doctors are saying, Paul, my doctor is saying, you're better off with a natural immunity because you had COVID than getting a vaccination. And others would say, why do you take medicine you don't need?
Right.
Okay, well, that's out the door because you have the opinion of the CDC, and it is opinion of CDC and Dr. Fauci, because you listen to when they speak. Now, there's no empirical evidence. It's just it's their opinion that's coming across, but we're supposed to hear them as if they're so dogmatic and godlike.
Yeah, the omniscient Anthony Fauci, right? Ron Johnson said Anthony Fauci is not God, right? St. Anthony, right? Anthony Fauci. I worked in immunology for 4 years, and there's this saying among immunologists and people in the medical community, infection rather than injection, right? You're better off if you had the infection rather than getting an artificial injection. Now you'd rather not get infected, right?
But if you
had it, then you've been through it and you fought through it. Then your immunity is going to be better from that. From liberals are all natural, right? When it comes to organic and coffee and everything else, but they go completely unnatural suddenly when it comes to vaccinations. I would add in here things like birth control. They also go completely unnatural when it comes to your male female biology, right?
So
you could change your entire biology unnaturally. Mm-hmm. If that
right, so, you know, exactly. It's like it's like the one pastor said. He says, "Yeah, you look at a naked baby and you can see real quick whether it is a boy or a girl. But you listen to the liberals, and all of a sudden, you know, what you see in the makeup of that child suddenly gets blurred and beyond reason. There's no common sense."
Right, yeah, whether it's natural or not matters for the kale growing in my backyard, right, but not for your 12-year-old, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's an entirely different thing altogether. And for your 12-year-old, you can have the breast surgically removed, the testicles surgically removed. You could do quote-unquote transitioning, take hormones, but all of that's just peachy. But damn it, if you spray any pesticide on the zucchini growing in my backyard here, you know, you got to
be shut down. You've crossed the line. Yeah, without a doubt.
Right.
This is absurd. And Paul, you know, the thing is that, you know, we go through this and we, you know, a little bit of levity, but the seriousness of it all is what we have done is we have relinquished our liberties. I mean, I looked at what's happening, you know, a couple hours south of me in Miami right now with the Cubans, you know, bringing to focus here the importance of liberty because of what's going on 90 miles south of our country off the coast of Miami is Cuba. And they are raising the American flag as the symbol of liberty and rallying the forces there in Cuba against this communist regime. And I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, what we ought to do is let's bust the kids. We're going to have spring break early this year. We're going to take everybody down to Miami, to Calle Ocho, with all the Cuban immigrants that are down there right now and Cuban Americans who are there that can talk story. I mean, serious story of what Marx and communism is all about. And let me tell you, that'll be the best spring break and field trip that any school could take by going down to Miami and to get the truth, the whole truth about socialism and Marxism. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great idea. And in fact, they should take spring break to Cuba. Havana,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, even yeah, but we'll do one step at a time here, you know, because you know, but yeah, I would love ultimately that would be the deal, you know, is that you could get them over there, but still, we've got examples here in our country, real life stories of people how they came here. My good friend Dr. Nick Sanchez, who's up there in the Northeast, Boston professor emeritus, who came to the United States in the 60s. He and his brother, he had 10 cents in his pocket, Paul. This was during the Pedro Pan operation, where they sent all the about 3,000 kids, they sent them here to the United States, and eventually they were joined up with family. But I mean, here they are; they're just shipped up here. And of course, then now in their plight, the Biden administration says, "No, we've got the border open in the South; we can let everybody come in through the southern border." But the Cubans, no, you guys stay home. Don't think about coming to the United States.
Well, yeah, your friend Dr. Sanchez, and that's true of so many of these immigrants or escapees even. Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, I spent a couple of hours with him at Grove City College, where I teach, a few years ago, and he told me he came to the United States. I don't know if he had even a dollar in his pocket,
right,
so he could speak no English. And he said that the way he learned to speak English was he just went into movie theaters and sat there and just watched movies over and over and over and over again until he finally picked up enough of it.
Yes.
And what I said about sending kids, college kids, to spring break in Cuba, I mean, they should do that as a form of remedial education for the baloney that they're learning about communism in their universities.
Exactly. I think our educational dollar would go a lot further and be better invested if we did something like that, as opposed to some of the stuff and malarkey that's being taught in the school system right now.
Right, right. Yeah, give them the actual real-world example of what's going on. Of course, then again, don't let any of our professors do it. I had a good friend of mine who, she goes to Cuba pretty much every January, February.
Wow.
And she was there during one Christmas break, and there was a professor from a college in New Jersey that had a class down there. And she was showing him I think I hear your music. So
no, it's okay. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she was showing him the lack of medical supplies that they had. They had to bring down syringes. And the professor said, oh, that's because of the U.S. embargo, right? That's because of the embargo. That's the typical kind of baloney that they're learning from their professors.
Well, I'll tell you, I think America is getting to the point where they're starting to really wake up and understand the false narrative that's being thrust upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a mushroom any longer. We're not mushrooms, okay? We're real people. We deserve better. Paul Kengor is with us, and we've got more after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Okay, you cannot give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, when you think about the history of this great country, Paul, how many times, from the Pilgrims, the Founding Fathers, the Revolution, you know, throughout this incredible history that we've been, you know, brought to our knees and brought to the very edge of wondering, is it over? Can this sustain? And the people of courage, the people who... have exercised their God-given understanding of freedom and liberty continue to fight on. And this is where we are right now, that, you know, as the Bible says, having done everything to stand, you keep standing, right?
Right. Yep. And, you know, I've always taught my students, and I learned growing up in schools, including public schools in the 70s, right,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, America was founded Plymouth Rock, 1620. Right. I've taught my students about John Winthrop aboard the Arabella in 1630, coming to America and saying, you know, this will be as a shining city upon a hill.
Yeah.
That was Ronald Reagan's favorite image.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now our kids today are learning about instead this insidious 1619 project, which claims that America was founded not in 1620, not in 1630, but with the first slave ships that arrived. And in fact, I would say, as you would too, and anybody with any common sense and you know, historical understanding would say, America was really founded in 1776.
Mm, yes.
You know, those are truly our principles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Trump administration responded with a 1776 project, you know, that's when the liberals went bananas again. Mm-hmm. But there's a group, Bob Woodson's group, it's called 1776
yes.
Unites, right?
Right, right.
And that's a really great website, and that's really who we are and what we are. And it was the principles of 1776, and this is what Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is all about, right? Four score and seven years ago, which would have went from 1863 when he was given that speech back to 1776. Lincoln could look back to the promises of 1776 to free the slaves.
Exactly.
To truly bring life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to everybody. Yeah, that's why our country was really founded, including for black Americans as well as white Americans, by the principles of 1776.
Right.
1619? I mean, that's just insanity.
Well, and then it continues on with June 19th. I mean, Juneteenth. Come on. I mean, you know, really, just because you guys didn't get the memo and it took a couple of years to get the memo, no. The Emancipation Proclamation happened when it happened, and all this started with the vision even before, as the Founding Fathers were putting this together, but when it was all codified and stated in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence that all men were created equal, that was the aspiration, that was the target. And look what it took to get there. And even now, it's almost like, you know, I think back when Jesus would heal somebody, he says, go and sin no more and go forth in your healing, right? It's almost like you want to say the same thing to some of these people of color who are just caught in their victimhood. And you want to just say, look at you, you've been liberated. You've been healed. Go forth. Walk in your healing. I don't know how many more times we have to say that you are free, because let me tell you, there are people in all sorts of culture, color, whatever, that will stand alongside of you for your freedom. We've done that. We've gone to war for you. We've gone to a civil war in order to free all Americans. And this is the aspirational goal that we have. And that, and part of that light that shines forth even to this day, as even though there's people that want to snuff it out, Paul.
Yeah, and the shining city, the light of the shining mm-hmm. city. And that civil war, right, 600,000 Americans died to free slaves, right?
Yeah, not all black people.
Right.
Yeah, not all black
right,
people.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
The vast majority of those who died, I mean, does anybody know even what the numbers are? It's got to be probably 99% of them were white.
Exactly. Well, you know, And we just had a conversation with, you know, a Pulitzer Prize author, David Zucchino, his book, Wilmington's Lie. And it was interesting in a conversation with him that, you know, when he was talking about white supremacists and what it all came down to, I go, well, David, the white supremacists were the Democrats.
Yeah.
He goes,
oh, yeah,
well,
yeah, right.
Well, yeah, but now they're Trump Republicans.
No.
I go, no, help me out here with all due respect. Help me understand how you got that exchange. How did that, you know, that shift happen that now, you know, white supremacists are with Donald Trump, when traditionally from day one for over 100 years, and on top of that, you've got people of color voting in record numbers for Donald Trump. Well, why do you think they did that? He goes, you know, that's a good question.
Guys like that generally don't know Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in rural western Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, these people are not white supremacists.
Right.
They they don't think that way. They don't act that way. And by the way, the more that guys like that say that about them, all right, it makes them want to vote for people like Trump even more. Mm-hmm. You know, not just to stick a finger back at the people making that accusation, but they come to realize where else are they going to go?
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
That's a major part of it. Donald Trump during the debate was warning about critical race theory, and Joe Biden just completely shrugged it off as if he didn't even know what it is. And you mentioned there a couple minutes ago, Bill, about victimhood. Mm-hmm. What critical race theory does is it preaches victimhood, mm-hmm. and it stages people in opposing groups.
Yes. So
this is how it's connected to Marxism, right?
Right.
Marx was about pitting groups against one another. So yes. You had the bourgeoisie versus the proletariat, the working class versus the capitalist class. Critical race theory likewise pits people in groups, and in this case, whites versus blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
It tells one another that other group is your foe.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, and look at the manifestation of it all. We got people getting their heads knocked off on the street, and it's blacks attacking whites. I mean, I'm watching these videos that are so disgusting. We see, you know, blacks going into stores, you know, Neiman Marcus just, you know, ransacking the place, drug stores, taking stuff out, you know, because of the new laws in California. Speaking of which, you're going there, get ready. Under $1,000, you know, it's a misdemeanor. It doesn't matter. They don't even arrest them anymore. Hardly. And so the criminals are just going at it. But see, all this is a manifestation of this victimhood, you know, concept that has been thrust because, you know, hey, look, it's our right to take back, you know, from anybody that's white. You owe it. We're collecting reparations.
I have a piece up today, Bill, at American Spectator. It's a review of Mark Levin's new book, American Marxism.
Uh-huh.
And my piece is called Un-American Marxism. And I quote there from Levin's book, Wyatt T. Walker, who was the closest friend of Martin Luther King Jr., or at least one of his closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super critical, of course, of critical race theory because he said this is exactly what it does. And yeah. You know, Dr. King's vision, which I grew up with and you did, and also
yes.
All the white folks in my area around here who voted for Donald Trump, was that you judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We were taught you look at a black person and look at a white person and don't see them as black or white. Just see them as human beings made in the image of God.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't treat them by the color of their skin. What critical race theory does is it makes everything about race. Absolutely
yes.
Everything about race. And I've never seen a situation where, you know, I think people are probably, you know, opposite races increasingly starting to look at each other in this antagonistic way. The more that this junk gets pushed.
Well, and the thing is so crazy, yeah. Paul. We have more, speaking of mixed marriages, than we've ever had in our country. And I keep saying, look at, you know, what happens to these little kids? They go to school and the teacher tells them, you know, black is good, white is bad. They go home and they go, hey mom, you know, you said, what did you learn from school today? We learned that you're good, dad's bad because you're black and he's white.
And if you don't agree with that as the white person, right, then you're part of the problem. You have to be taught that you're part of the oppressive group, whether you realize it or not. And that's what's so insidious about this Marxist-based critical race theory.
And it's so amazing. And then you've got this new version that was included in Biden's educational principles that they said was a mistake, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I know, exactly. Yeah,
oh.
And that's the people around Joe Biden.
Yes.
Pushing this stuff through past Trojan Horse Joe.
This is absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, look at, you got to decide, is this country worth it or not? Is the future worth it or not? What kind of country are you going to hand over not only to your kids but your grandkids? I don't want them to be upset with us. I think we need to give them a country that was better off than, or at least maybe in the same position as we found it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well.
At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as the Mother Goose limerick would go, Monday's child, remember that? Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for his living. And the child that is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good and gay. I read that as an introduction to Elizabeth Pendley's book, Thursday's Children. Their school betrayed them, their teacher defended them, and their struggle continues today. This is the title of her new book. Elizabeth, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Well, Thursday's child, far to go.
Yeah.
Boy, is that ever so fitting and appropriate? And this was back in 1969 when you first experienced Thursday's children.
Yes, I met them in a newly integrated Southern elementary school, mm-hmm. and more than 50 years ago. So it was a class of 27 with 21 black children walking to the school from the welfare housing projects that were behind the school, mm-hmm. and six white children bussed in.
Wow. What was that like for you? I mean, this is a maiden voyage. I mean, into this into integration, right? So, what was going through your mind and your family, and going, Elizabeth, what are you thinking?
I think they did wonder at times what I was thinking. I was committed. I wanted to be able to teach these children the education that they had missed so far. Of those 27, Bill, 20 were reading below grade level. So first or second grade, four of them, hard to believe, did not recognize the alphabet. A number of them couldn't count up to 10. One child could add but was mystified by subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
And so my plan, and I took this class halfway through the year. It was the last.
Even on top of that. Well, I love that child that's mystified by subtraction. I'm the same way. I love addition. The subtraction boggles me. I don't embrace that very well, I will admit.
Well, exactly. And it, so my plan, I had 6 months with them, and my plan was to get as many as I could up to reading level and math level for a third grade to go on to a fourth grade. And to teach discipline, the school was completely chaotic. My class, the teacher I replaced, had a nervous breakdown. And that was why the class was open to me.
Oh, wow.
And you asked about what about this newly integrated situation. Well, the very first indication that I was stepping into something that was totally unfamiliar to me was in my interview for the job, and the principal looked at me and said, "Well, you're white. Are you prejudiced?" And he followed up that question with, "I will have no uppity white folk in my school." And that was the beginning.
Well, welcome to class.
Yes, oh. And then he said, I don't know if you're going to get the job, but yes.
Was this principal a principal of color or just a 1969 woke academic?
No, he was black.
Okay.
And
all right.
his entire attitude toward race drove every issue in that school.
I bet.
There was black on white racism. Mm. There was black on black racism. There was white on black racism in that school.
So he's a hammer looking at nails is what he is.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. And
wow.
it what made it hard, I mean, I already had children who were undisciplined and difficult, short attention span. Some unfed, some unwashed. So issues just walking through the door, and of course below grade level, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of this, you had a principal who refused to discipline these children. Mm-hmm. So if there were a knife fight or desks being thrown, a teacher was bitten.
A knife fight in 1969. There were knife fights and
yes.
Kids biting
elementary
teachers.
Elementary school.
Elementary. Third.
School.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this principal thinks he's
got it all under control. I guess because he's got a track record of doing so well. Not. But okay.
Well, yes. And what his point was, these children were not bad children. It upset them if you corrected them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were expected to do was love them. And I know one of my teaching friends said, "What about calling the police, especially with regard to the knife fight?"
Mm-hmm.
So absent with regard to discipline. But that wasn't the only issue. Because I had children below grade level, I needed textbooks, workbooks, any kind of reading materials to teach first, second grade readers to get them up to a third grade level.
Exactly.
And, of course, to teach children who don't know the alphabet. When I asked him for them, I was told I was a third grade teacher teaching a third grade class. And no other books except third grade could be used. He was not going to have anyone think these children were stupid. And so,
wow.
Race, again, was entering into his decisions here.
Of course. Well, that's his ideology and his worldview, without a doubt. So here, the first thing you realize, how do you turn him into an ally?
I never did. I was never a favorite. And in fact, I was probably the proverbial thorn in his side. Mm-hmm. Another example would be he told all the teachers that report cards, no grade lower than a C, anything lower than a C was prejudicial. And so with that in mind, we were only to give a C or above. And this was, I think I had the class for just a few weeks. So I went with honesty. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I found out that indeed he was certainly very aware of how this was going to be received. Tanetta's parents came in that morning and assured me that her child could read a fifth grade level when actually she was at a first grade level. Mm-hmm. And the grade I had given her was this strange E, which is between a D and an F. Mm-hmm. She read at a first grade level, but she wasn't willing to do the work so that I could help her learn so she could catch up and excel. Mm. So that parent stomped down to the principal and said that she couldn't get anywhere with a white honky as a teacher.
Yes.
And he, in turn, appeared in my room very soon after, furious with me, told me never to do that again. He had warned me, and this was obvious prejudice on my part. And I remember at the time, why didn't anyone want to hear her read?
Yes, I mean, exactly.
But that was off the page. And, of course, there were other parents. I had another parent come in and complain because her child, who is black and very bright.
Yeah. Elizabeth, let's do this. We've got to go to break here real quick. We've only got 7 seconds left. And we'll pick up the story from there. We're talking Thursday's Children with Elizabeth Pendley.
Your way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I got to tell you, I so appreciate Elizabeth Pendley's heart, being of a family of teachers and understanding their frustrations and seeing what's going through, especially as education has become more of a, not so much about educating the children, but it really has become an administrative institution. Administrators yeah. outweigh and outnumber, right? The, yeah. the number of educators, sadly. And they're the ones kind of like, what you experienced in 1969, it's on steroids today in the 21st century. You know, you shall do what the administrator says, regardless. So if CRT is the order of the day, then you better make sure that, that you couch and go along with it. If you don't, you're going to be marginalized and find yourself without a job.
Exactly. And I would love to talk about CRT. First, with the historic perspective, there was racism driving every single adult group in 1969. So the principal, mm-hmm. the parents, the teachers, the school board, and what we had then, and we don't have now, we did have Martin Luther King's colorblind society dream. And that mm-hmm. was a yes. hope I clung to. It, not mm-hmm. the color of your skin, but the content of your character. That was really important to me. But we had two mm-hmm. other aspects missing today. We had faith every morning. Prayer and mm-hmm. scripture. That's how we started right. the day. We had right. patriotism every morning. The Pledge of Allegiance.
Now, did you still have the Ten Commandments in your hallways then? Did you still have the Ten Commandments in your hallways?
They weren't in that school. But
okay, they'd already been taken down. Right. Okay.
Not in that school. But this school okay. was in deplorable condition, Bill. And I mean, we didn't even have light bulbs in some of the halls. And I mean, broken windows, furnace that never worked, that kind of thing. So
yeah, but to say that they had prayer and scripture, that's yes. exceptional. Did they do the Pledge of Allegiance yes. as well? Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely, right. every morning, and the flag was there, and we had a little girl named Felicia who was wonderful, and she would trouble away with, one of the patriotic songs, God Bless America, or what have you. She was wonderful. We don't have that today. Martin Luther King dream is dead. There is no faith. There is no patriotism. And in its place, we have indifferent teachers unions, administrators, school boards who are demanding equity. They're demanding their point of view. They're removing all these accelerated classes. They're teaching that rate that math is racist, and we have political leaders who are inserting race into every crevice of our society. But then, on top of that, the critical race theory is being taught in elementary school. Now, when I mentioned all those adults who were, no question, racist, my classroom of kids were not. This is taught, Bill. They are teaching hate.
See, you just hit it right there. See, this is what people need to hear. Hate is taught. You know, this is what happened. Exactly. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Thank you, Elizabeth. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And with that idea, they're teaching that all whites are racist. They're teaching that the color of your skin, which you didn't have a thing to do with, by the way, either turns you into a victim or an oppressor. And this is damaging, it's demeaning, it's demoralizing, it's diluting education. But again, they are teaching hate. My classroom of kids, we had black, white walkers and busers. They were friends. They supported each other. One little boy brought an extra sandwich every day to feed one of his project friends. Every day. His mom packed two sandwiches. We had, obviously, skirmishes. They're children. You know, you poked me, you have my pencil, all of that type of thing. But we did not have race as a base for any altercation. Not ever.
And in that environment, you're trying to bring order into this classroom with these kids. That first of all, this is emblematic of where we are in our country today. I mean, we are in all kinds of chaos, and people are ignoring order. I mean, we want to abandon law and order. We're the police. We want to do all this stuff, and then say, "Hey, how come everything is so crazy?" Well, let's bring the police back. Like as if you can go to Costco. There's aisle 16. There's a bunch of police just waiting to be handpicked and brought back into the madness one more time with the rules of engagement all messed up like they are. Right? Is this absurd?
Yeah. And it's frustrating. The thought that 50 years later, we are headed into the same situation that I had thought we had climbed out of. I mean, the colorblind society, the fact that it's dead, it's appalling to me.
Well, I want you not to give up hope, Elizabeth, because my father always said about me, one of his nine sons, that I was probably the most optimistic. I was probably the most optimistic of all the kids. I have faith that because I see signs of this where people are saying, well, the heck with these race baiters and all this stuff. We see what they're doing.
I mean, when
you look at right now, we've got more interracial marriages ever in the history of our country. This is really comedic when you think about it. You got these teachers, you know, promoting the CRT doctrine, and they tell these kids interracially mixed families. Your mother is black. She's great. Your dad's white. He's bad. And so then they go home and she says, "Hey, what did you learn in school today?" "Oh, mom, we learned you're great. Dad's bad." Like, let's have dinner.
Casserole.
Exactly.
When you're teaching hate at that level, how are they not going to be formed by this?
Oh, no doubt.
Or even just, I mean, putting aside hate, helplessness. They have the skin they have. And now they can do nothing with it. They can never outgrow that victimhood. They can never stop being an oppressor. No, this is wrong.
This is the ultimate. It's the ultimate less than sentence on these kids. It mediocritizes them to despair and hopelessness. I mean, because the thing is, we're all wired at varying levels and different levels of merit. Meritocracy still happens. I mean, LeBron James is going to be a great basketball player because God designed him in such a way to so that he could put the ball in the basket and do incredible feats. As much as I would love to be able to do that, I will never in my lifetime be able to do anything close.
Exactly, and I'm not tall enough nor coordinated enough, so.
It's just, hey, this is the reality. So, look at, and this is what I love about America, because anywhere else, because we were talking, you know, about what's going on in Cuba, and in fact, I just wrote a commentary that I think a great learning lesson and opportunity for our kids is that we need to bus our kids. I mean, normally people go to Miami, all the kids go during spring break, they go to Miami to attack the beaches down there and have a good time and everything. I say, put them on buses, let's take them to Cayo Ocho down there in Miami, Little Havana, and talk to the people there and get the firsthand experience of what these people went through under Castro's communist regime, how they lost their homes, how they lost their loved ones, how loved ones came up missing or dead, how their freedoms were stolen away and they were left empty. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a counter narrative, but a truthful narrative that the professors in the universities and these school teachers wouldn't want the kids to know, because when they come back to school, they're going to be all the wiser still to say, look, if you lied to me about that, what about this other stuff, right?
Yes. Exactly. So, seeing that this is a cautionary tale as well as an intriguing historical memoir, I'm challenging every listener of yours to become a champion for Thursday's children, to find out what is being taught in their community, in their schools, and to be sure that they're allowing these children to get the best basic education possible, and to be sure that CRT is not being taught in their community. They need to stand up. They need to be
brilliant. Well, the mama bears across the country, I don't know if you've seen them on TV. I see them coming out in numbers. They are storming the school boards across the country. And I say, God bless them. And the dads are starting to join in, too. And this is awesome. This cautionary tale of Thursday's children from Elizabeth Pendley is the rallying cry, you know, for all of us who love our kids, that want the best. That, I mean, here she is, as a former school teacher, experiencing what she experienced in 1969, and here we are, all these years later. Are we better or worse off, Elizabeth?
We're heading in the same direction, the bad way.
Yes.
Don't go that way. That is not where you want to go. I've experienced it. Instead, go forward and look for this colorblind society. Demand it.
Yes.
And I think, you know, the parents, when you, there is no parent who doesn't want the absolute best for their child. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing them demanding of these school boards to, in fact, embrace education, basic education, and put aside these racial divides.
Exactly.
Stop it.
We got to leave it right there. Elizabeth Pendley, thank you for being with us. You got it.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination.